It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota.
And Monica's just running in the studio here because she's wishing Maynard a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Maynard Meyer. Happy birthday to Maynard. Happy birthday to you. And they said, you have to sing to him at the grocery store. I said, I don't have a singing voice. She goes, you still got to sing to him on the radio. So I did it. Happy birthday, Maynard Meyer.
Yeah, you did it. You did a great job there, and thanks for bringing rolls in again.
Oh, thank you.
Maynard appreciated that birthday present.
Well, thanks to Jubilee for always greeting me and taking care of me when I'm always in a hurry.
Yeah. Well, you rushed in here. The theme song started playing, and no Monica sitting in the chair.
No Monica. She's got the look, but we got to get her in here to get the look.
All right. All right. So how's your day going so far?
Good. Busy.
Yeah, you are. You told me you're real busy at the store.
You know, it's a blessing because this is the month, July, and no, I'm going to say, I am not saying how many days are left of summer. I'm not saying that because you know what? We can't focus on that. We got to focus on now.
Right.
And embrace the beautiful weather.
Yep.
And
little warm summer. Today, though.
Huh?
Going to be warm today.
And you know what? We are going to be thanking the Lord when it's 27 below zero and our seats crackle when we get in there. We're going to wish this day back. So let's not wish it away.
All right. Just focus on today, right? All right.
Right.
How's the coffee?
Coffee is amazing.
Maynard makes that himself.
Well, I had coffee this morning and I put a creamer in there and all of a sudden it felt like something was in my mouth. There was a fly and I thought, where'd that come from? Could it come from my creamer? What could it come from? Come on.
You had a fly?
Flies are out and about again. And I didn't even invite them.
Oh, no.
Okay, so let's talk about what we're doing at Monica's.
First of all, what's Monica wearing today?
Oh, that's right. Well, I sailed in the nautical look. Navy and white is huge again, girlfriends and boyfriends. And a sleeveless.
Yep.
But then I threw on the famous three-quarter sweater that I just got in navy. And then I paired it up with this navy and white dress, and it goes to the knee, so the ladies are going to like that, you know, it's not short.
Yep.
And it's comfortable, and I think it's fairly cute.
Yep.
And then I got my navy comfortable sandals on.
All right.
And then, you know what, just for you guys, I had to pair up some chunky jewelry.
You got a ring on every finger there.
Today I did, because...
Isn't that uncomfortable, a ring on every finger?
No, not at all.
You love it, huh?
It's like I'm naked if I don't have rings on.
Okay.
I wear a lot more rings in the summer, it seems like.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Looks really nice.
Well, thank you.
Turquoise?
Yes.
Okay.
I love turquoise.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then I have my Swatsky Crystal Pinky ring that a lot of people like, which I need to get more of those, but got to go back to the market for that.
Okay.
But I kind of haven't been leaving town because of my mama. But now we got her back on the farm.
Yeah.
And so sometimes.
That's good.
Yeah, she's doing well.
How old is your mother again? 99. Living back on the farm.
Yep. I always tell her, Mama, how am I doing? I do this, this, that, and this. She goes, you're doing good, Monica. And I said, well, thank you. I sure try.
Yep.
Good. Sure try.
Good. Well, you look nice today.
Well, what about my statement necklace?
Statement necklace. Let's talk about that.
So it's a bronzy necklace on the navy, right?
Yeah, it looks sharp.
Because it matches the buttons on the sweater. I can't clash.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd wear a bronzy necklace with a bronzy statement bracelet that's blingy. And I wanted to dress up today because, you know, there's a birthday boy in the house.
There is.
Yeah. So what I'm promoting right now is Christmas in July. And July has been fantabulous. And for most people, July is let's get out there and do summer vacations. Let's go to the lake. Let's go to showers. Let's go to baptisms. Let's go to anything, you name it.
Yep.
So what do we do when we're hot? We shut down, Maynard. And Paul Ramo. We shut down because we're women and we think, what can we wear? Oh, maybe we won't go. Ooh. And that's what I want to address today to women out there that don't know what to wear when it's hot.
Okay.
Good. So that's why this
good
week
subject.
I've been promoting dresses.
Okay.
And I've been doing Monica's on the Run, which is another division of Monica's. I deliver dresses to people.
Oh, okay.
I got a little bit more freedom now, so it's, now I can run to Marshall once in a while on my day off on the way to Mama's.
Okay.
And I've been delivering dresses to people.
Oh, wow. Awesome. A delivery girl.
A delivery girl.
All right.
With a smile.
That's great service.
And a dress.
And a summer dress.
Yep. So here I'm going into the dresses. This is my maxi dress. It's it's a blue floral, not a navy, but a nice blue. It's pretty close to navy, maybe one shade down. Mm-hmm. Short sleeve, a baby doll style, very cute pockets. Look at how cute this is. You could throw this on and go to a baby shower. You could go to you can wear this to a wedding. You could wear it out for lunch with your girlfriends. Mm-hmm. One thing about a dress, the number one thing is, and I know you ladies are going to agree with me, oh, Monica, I don't wear many dresses. I don't go to many places. Yes, you do. It's just everybody thinks a dress, you have to go to something dressy. But in the summer, when the sun's out and it's hot,
put this yellow jacket
on this little yellow jacket on this, and look at if it's air conditioned, how cute is that?
Yeah, that pops.
And that pops that dress, and you just got an A+.
Yep.
And what did I just do to this?
Monica-nized it.
Good job. I'm so proud of you on this Friday morning.
That looks really sharp with that bright yellow against the blue.
And so many people love black and white, including Monica. That's why I thought I'd wear navy and white today. Right. And to embrace all the people that love black and white, bring that out. If you've got something sleeveless and you're paranoid about your arms, throw on a bright yellow jacket.
That's amazing.
And you've made it spring and summery.
I think someone should come down to the radio station just to look at that. That's worth the trip down to the radio station right now.
Did you take a picture of this?
Yeah, I should. And, you know, you can wish Maynard a happy birthday and buy a great outfit there from Monica. Wow. That's a jean jacket, right?
Yeah, okay. And it's stretchy.
Oh, it's stretchy, okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't buy anything that doesn't have stretch. So, you know, I tell all my customers for the dresses, they're like, Monica, I want the dress you have on. I said, no problem. I'll order more. I can order more. I can do that. I'm a shopaholic. But guess what? You can put this dress on. It's stretchy. It's comfortable. It breathes.
Yep.
What can I say? You wash it and throw it on a hanger to dry, and by morning you got another. You can wear it again if you want. And people that travel right now, oh, Monica, I don't know what to wear. I'm going to this place. I'm going to that place. Pack 3-4 dresses and you're good to go, girlfriend. If it's a little cooler, throw a pair of leggings and a little jacket with. We can do it. And then right now, I have a thing about cruise on into Monica's for a pair of cruisers. Yes, I'm fired up because these are Navy base.
Yep.
And guess what's on there? Cactuses.
Cactuses. I never seen that.
Are you going to take a picture of these two?
I'll take a picture of that one too. Those are...
aren't these adorable?
Very, very colorful.
Very colorful. My customers from Arizona, California, Texas absolutely love these shoes. Because not only they're cute, they're comfortable. And we have to do this in honor of Maynard Meyer today.
Ooh, what's that?
Camouflage capri leggings. No, they're not leggings. They're a capri. They're a capri. Palazzo capri. The wider leg in camouflage. Dark brown, green, tan. And I have them in lighter colors and the darker. These have been the cat's meow.
Okay.
They feel like a jammy on.
It looks like a jammy bottom.
Pair it up.
You can wear that outside though, right?
And Monica wears it to work.
Okay.
And you could pair it up with this 3/4 sleeve top, wear it alone, and you think, oh, that's too much camouflage. No, it isn't. If you wear a jumpsuit, that's all in one, right?
Right.
This is super cute together. And I got it in camouflage 3/4 sleeve and sleeveless.
Right.
And then
camouflage on the top, camouflage on the bottom.
Camouflage is huge right now. It is huge for fall. And so what did Monica do? 2 months ago, I thought, you know what? I got to get on this camouflage boat. So I have it in sleeveless in this colors, in the dark colors. Did you take a picture of this?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Take a picture of this cutie. And then this little jacket to go over it.
Oh, you're putting jacket on over that.
Yep,
huh?
And it's got a little distressed brown in it. So I Monica-nized that.
Nice.
With these little capris. Now, how cute an outfit is that?
Yeah, it is. I love jean jackets.
I love them. And if there's women that don't like them.
Bring that yellow out here. I got to see that yellow jean jacket.
You know why
jacket.
Women
that
don't like jean jackets?
I might buy that for myself.
I think so.
I love
Isn't
that
Isn't that
yellow.
Just adorable?
It is.
So do you know why so many... is, am I done? It's kind of heavy for the right arm.
Okay.
Sun's out, guns out, but my right arm is kind of sore. Anyway, so many women, I want to get this information out there too, don't buy wear jean jackets because they have one at home that's oversized and long.
Okay.
And it doesn't flatter you.
Right.
Get shorter if you're petite and let the top hang out. It's okay, girlfriend. Get over it. It does not have to be long.
Okay. It can be short.
Yes. And then this cutie patootie came in my June delivery. It has 3/4 sleeve denim, and it's got the 70s look. Paul Rabel, that's us.
Oh, that's us.
And look at the 70s look top underneath.
Oh, that's really different.
Isn't that cute?
Looks like my grandma's tablecloth.
Yeah, but it's cute, isn't it? Fun?
Yeah, it is. It is fun.
It is so fun.
That 50s red and white thing.
So I was blessed. On my day off, I was doing an appointment, and guess what happened? They came in. They wanted to interview me and put me in the magazine for Connections Magazine.
Really? Awesome. Maynard was in that, I think.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't look good. He goes, oh, I love your hair. I wish my wife had her hair like yours, Monica. And I said, I got to freshen up a little bit. So I threw the camouflage outfit on in the tank top in the Palazzo, threw on my denim 3/4 sleeve jacket because I had to be comfortable.
Yep.
And I had to feel good with what I had on. And I put that on, and he goes, you got a hat you could wear that? I put on a brown sparkly hat with that and had these bronzy earrings. And he says, you look fabulous. I didn't think I did. But I didn't want to be a Debbie Downer and say, no, I don't want any pictures today, or I don't want you to take pictures of my messy store. And it went out. It went fantabulous.
Awesome.
And it was fun. So we've had a...
You always
look good. Oh, Maynard, you made my day. Oh, you're too good to me.
Maynard,
you made
just
my
said,
day.
Monica always looks good.
You know, why do you guys have to make my day? That just made my day. It did.
All right. What do we got on the end there?
We can't forget about her.
I love that. What color is that handbag you got there? You got to sit by the microphone there, Monica.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
You're going to take a picture of this too? Cream colored 3/4 sleeve navy and cream striped tunic. Now, for some women, it's long enough for a dress, and you can cinch it up on the sides with the string. This is adorable on.
Yep.
And I Monicanized it by putting a long blue cardigan on with the snaps. You see these all over. And so I like to be unique. But 2 months ago, when it was cool, and everybody is coming in with their sleeveless tops and says, can't you get some of those sweaters? Well, I did. And now, isn't that a cutie?
Awesome.
The navy long cardigan sweater. And I have on the 3/4 sleeve shorter sweater.
Okay. Oh, I see. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Awesome.
So, and then I paired up with, guess what? In July, get your white capris or white pants and say, I don't want to buy white. They're going to get dirty. That's okay. Wash them or get a new pair the next year. Okay. Just get your white.
All right. What's happening at the store, Monica? Anything going on over in Dawson?
Well,
shop local.
Shopping small and having a ball. We're promoting that. Blessed to have customers coming out from the big city to come shop locally in Dawson. And I'm just blessed to still be in business. And right now, I'm celebrating Christmas in July, and I'm gift wrapping gifts, Paul.
Christmas in July. That's the theme at Monica's.
Yeah, and okay. I'm really thinking that I need to do it in August, too, because... Or all the way to Christmas, I'm feeling like giving. I'm going to give. Every time somebody buys something, I put their name in my gift-giving bag because I want to give back. Because I'm blessed to be here, blessed to be a part of this community, blessed that you'll let me do this show. I just feel blessed.
All right, and we're blessed to have you here.
Well, thank you. And guess what? Shop small, whether it's Monica's, KLQP, wherever. Just please shop small, if you can.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Monica, for
coming
in. Thanks for making Maynard's Day on his birthday.
Happy birthday to Maynard.